joined by Mayor Eli Steins, and we're going to talk about what happened at the Boone City Council meeting and what's going on in the city of Boone. Thanks for coming, Mayor.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jim.
We had, well, actually, last night, two meetings.
We had two separate meetings.
Had the special meeting on the tax levy rate, which the legislature requires.
Yep.
You have to have a separate meeting. Can't have it within your regular meeting. Now,
that's
the budget
correct.
Hearing that's going to come up next time, that's in your regular meeting.
Yes, for the setting the maximum tax levy, that has to be a completely separate meeting to gavel in, go open the public hearing, take any comment, and then close the meeting out. And then we had the regular city council meeting at a special time of 5:30 because there was a first grade concert last night that several of the elected officials had participants in.
So we were going in a hurry last night, but had a lot of different things we covered. First of all, the levy, nobody with any opposition to it, or nobody had submitted even any written opposition.
Yeah, there were no written comments, and there were no public comments at the tax levy hearing. Of course, we are leaving the total tax levy the same for the upcoming fiscal year. We are lowering the general fund levy, and we are using some debt service levy in order to pay off a majority of an upcoming bond for the wastewater treatment facility. Mm-hmm. So we save a lot of money on interest when we do it that way.
Doing that.
Yep.
Again, that's something that I know you've had some people ask in the past about that project that's going on.
That's
which,
correct.
By the way, once we got into the regular meeting, we hit all of your
sure
utility
did.
Things right away.
Yes.
Let's go with it. Community Development Block Grant.
Yep.
I know you loved reading that whole.
There was a required reading, oratory skills put to the test there that I had to do for that application. So there was a public hearing for that.
Really, you're looking for a $500,000 grant there.
Yes.
And
it's a federal grant.
That'd be about a third
yes.
of the cost of this project.
Yep. So
and a lot of people might not know what it is, but we have a big groundwater
storage, and the hope
like
is that
a million gallons or something.
Yeah, the hope is that it would last for 70 years, it says in the documentation. So that's a significant investment for our future.
And this is something that actually your staff has pointed out for probably 5-6 years.
A long time coming.
We got to be doing some things. I got to plan for it.
So. Yep, and we have been working towards it, but it just takes a long time to get through all of the red tape that you have to do to get these projects done.
Yeah, and for people that are wondering, this was planned. This was going on even before.
Yes, this was
Daisy decided to come to Boone.
Yeah, we really started this in 2023, 2024.
Yeah, and the same on the wastewater plant. Again, some of the 20 plus years old, things wear out.
Yep. Yeah, the head works. There were a lot of individual parts and things like that, a lot of technical items that needed to be replaced. So that's what the bond issuance was for.
So, and again, the first on the waterworks one up there, this is a project that it was eligible. And I know that specifically you have different project or
yes.
different portions of projects that are grant eligible and
that's
others
right.
that are not.
Yes.
So that's where you get, it's a balancing act.
And then how we finance them depends on what they're eligible for and things of that nature. We are eligible for a wastewater CDBG application as well. So you can have one per cycle on the water side and the wastewater side. And so we're trying to be as strategic as possible on what to apply for.
And timing-wise, timing's everything
yeah.
here.
But if we're fortunate, we'll have $1 million from the federal government towards our projects.
So that's we'll keep working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is something you do. Boone has done, and I guess most cities do too, if you have good engineers, they always encourage you. Do those applications. We did it on
yes.
On the disinfection project.
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to make sure that we have as much benefit to the ratepayers as possible.
So we got those things moving forward. We did finalize the sale of the property at 117 West 9th.
We did. Yep.
Got that done.
To the Pepples family. So
and,
that was all finalized.
They're looking for a residential there. The neighbors still would like to buy a portion.
A portion, yep.
And they can work that out if they want.
Yeah, absolutely. The other bidder came and formally withdrew, so that was mm-hmm. nice and generous. And so they'll discuss anything further, but they plan on having the structure up inhabitable very quickly, actually.
So they want to move along quick.
Yes.
A couple of different things. No comments. I thought you might get some on some of the rezoning. But,
correct. Yes.
Again, Capstone has two projects coming up. But one is Page Flats. The other is going to be Lincoln Flats.
Yes.
And they made different requests for zoning because of the location.
Where they are, that's right. So we had the rezoning for Page on South Boone Street from R1 to R3. That just allows you to have multifamily or apartments. So that was pretty understandable. And then from R2 to C3 on the Lincoln Flats, that is because it's adjacent to commercial. Mm-hmm. And on the west side of the property, there might be an opportunity for some commercial development that's separate from that old school structure. But there were no written or public comments mm-hmm. during those hearings. And so the public hearings were closed out very quickly. And there was a resolution at the end of the meeting for an ordinance on changing the zoning. We will waive the second reading of that at the next meeting. We'll finalize the rezoning in the next meeting.
Move ahead.
That's correct.
We did set another public hearing, and that is going to be on the budget. So
yes.
That'll be next meeting coming up here on April 21st.
April 21st.
And this is the preliminary budget, really, that you guys did back in early January.
That's right.
We're finally getting to it.
Yeah, and staff starts working on it in November. And so, you know, this is almost a half-year process. Just getting to the point where you submit the budget to the state with the formal paperwork and all of the required public hearings and things of that nature that we go through to get to the end result.
And you did have a resident because basically what's in the what's put into the agenda for the hearing is actually the publication you have to do.
Yep, that's just that's not granular in any way, shape, or form. So
we did ask about that, and absolutely, that information's available.
Yes. The document that we go through in January, which has each of the budget line items and everything like that, is very granular in detail. The resident did come in the public comment section and ask for a copy of that, and we directed him to the website. If you couldn't find it, just to email clerk@booneiowa.gov to get an electronic copy of that.
So it's available for those that
absolutely
want to. There's a lot of pages, though, I will tell you.
It is a lot of pages, so a PDF is a great way to receive that document.
Work your way through it. All right, so we did have on the public safety transportation side, they actually turned it over to Waylon Andrews, again, Public Works, and he wanted to talk a little bit about the Story Street traffic control. So last fall, we did the we're going to keep them flashing for now.
Yep.
Thinking stop signs, but he came in with several different options and actually pointed out a couple of issues.
That's correct. So when he dug into the traffic control manual, which are federal guidelines on traffic control, he found that having a stop sign has to be as close to the driver as possible before the intersection for it to be valid for traffic control issues. And so the amount of space available for putting in physical stop signs instead of lights is not possible without major reconstruction. So he did forward a couple of options for council to consider. One would be to leave things as they are and perhaps even include 11th Street in the flashing lights. The second would be to replace all of the three light flashers with single red light, so mm-hmm. there are no green or amber in there, and then remove the crosswalk signs.
And he said you could just turn them back to doing the regular red, amber.
One option would be just to revert things to the previous settings. Another would be to finance a traffic control survey, and that would be about $15,000, $10,000 to $15,000. So we decided to, you know, there are a couple of these options that are probably more preferable to council, but we're going to take some time to digest it, send it back to the Transportation Safety Committee for further consideration so they can get more in detail on each of these proposals.
They can do the asking, ask the questions. And the one I did not actually from the council see a lot of excitement about doing much for construction for stop signs.
No, I don't think so. With the amount of work that we have to go in for the benefit, I think that's pretty much off the table. And a traffic control study doesn't seem like it's going to be a fruitful enough investment. So we did kind of whittle out some of the options there, but we'll allow some time to pass to get some more information for the committee to make a recommendation.
We'll let them go to work on it.
That's right.
That's where all the legwork gets done. Is that,
in committee. Their meetings are generally longer than an overall city council meeting because they go into the weeds on a lot of issues.
Yeah. Or it comes up multiple times. That's
correct.
Sure.
Yes.
We did have, at least that part's going on. So you know,
we have the policy and administration had a meeting as well, which they don't meet a lot. And we were discussing police department staffing. There are two police officers that are out on medical leave. We have a third officer that's going to be deployed. We have deployment orders for up to 400 days.
Yeah.
And we have one final officer who is still finishing up the academy and has to do training in the department as well. So the police department is short in staff right now. And we have a pending retirement next year as well. So the police chief asked for a hire of a new individual while the deployment occurs. And when the officer comes back from deployment, that would be about the same time as the retirement were to occur. And so there will only be a little bit of time where there would be extra staffing, so to speak.
Yep.
And so it wouldn't have very major budget implications, and that could keep them up to as much of full staff as possible.
So the big thing would be he asked for permission to go ahead.
Correct.
Try to hire a certified officer.
Certified officer, if possible. It's very hard to do that.
Very hard. But we do know, again, that's one of those things. Might have a little bit of overlap.
But in the grand scheme of things, we have a forced retirement because of Iowa code.
Yeah. So those are some of the things. Anyway, council did agree to go ahead with that.
Yes.
We know that yesterday they did lift the moratorium on commercial vehicles in the non-paved alleys.
Yes. So non-paved alleys, trash can go back in there. Everything is dry for right now. So
you even had a couple of the haulers that were early on, even before you put the moratorium on, were kind of suggesting
we'd rather not go through the alleys. That's correct.
Tear them up. But anyway, that's going on. We also know he did tell you that they are starting with the process for the RISE project, which would be an extension of Hancock Drive for the DAISY project.
So looking at specifics on traffic controls and picking out materials and things like that on the stoplights that will go out on the corner of Snedden and Hancock.
Yeah, so that, remember he said Snedden and Hancock. So we got, there's going to be traffic lights out there. So
and turning lanes
and
as part well. Of
it. And turning lanes, and it's going to be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hydrant flushing.
Correct.
We're springtime, so again, that's going
to
start.
There'll be some hydrant flushing this week. There were a couple of events where there was a large amount of water used by other entities that did cause some discoloration in the water. We were able to kind of let individuals know as it occurred. But we don't have a heads up beforehand when that happens most of the time.
So that's taking place. We know that's one of those things. And the way they do hydrant flushing, you know, folks, it's not like the olden days where they start on the west side of town and come up. They actually have a formula. They start in the middle of distribution and go work their way out. So it's a whole other thing.
It's very scientific.
If you're in your neighborhood, be prepared for discolored water. That's the bottom line.
A lot of sediment gets kicked up in there.
Yeah.
You know, it is springtime. One other thing that happens in springtime is we get a bumper crop of potholes.
Yep.
And so we're harvesting those with the pothole filler. Once the temperature gets higher on the streets, we'll be able to get that pothole patching machine out
the
there.
The one that does the sealing and stuff.
That's right.
And again, it's just all about the temperature of the streets.
Everything's chemistry.
Yeah, I know. They work at it too. So, and he was able to get the Story Street and Mamie flashing red lights.
That's right. Waylon was
storm.
On vacation when that happened, and they had a part that they were missing. And when he came back, I was able to get that fixed. We're grateful for them to do that.
Some of the things you had, Nate Osmondson, giving you a little update on some of the things he's been working on. Employee wellness, because that's part of the responsibility.
Yep, he's taken over the employee wellness program on the city side, administering that for the insurance program. They're getting surveys back from the employees and things like that right now. He's working with the superintendent of Boone Schools for a 28E agreement between the city and school in case we ever need to share resources for recreational activities. So that's going to be a very important thing to have in place so everybody knows what the rules of the road are. And then Nights on the Green will be starting May 2nd.
He's going to be doing a lot more of that, being involved with that. And it's going to be big the way it sounds.
They have big plans this year. And
they've got all of them booked up.
Yeah, and we're really waiting for the weather to pan out for each and every one of them.
We keep our fingers crossed. All right, let's talk about a couple of projects utility-wise that's going on. And you did get a chance to hear from Perry Jerzvik. Lime Slaker project's all done. Yep. That went actually a little bit faster than you thought it would.
It did, yeah. And I signed the final paperwork for that to approve the project. So we won't have to say Lime Slaker on the air for a long time, I don't think.
Yeah, well, we hope not, because it was the original.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we talk to. People forget. The plants are 20, 25 years old. Some of the original equipment. And
we've had serviceable life and everything like that.
And we've had, with some of the work that staff actually had done, like at Waterworks, they were able to take care of a lot of it in-house. But there are certain things like this that
you just have to, make the call to get it replaced. And you have to do it in a rotation to make sure that everything is kind of going along as it
The groundwater reservoir.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
That's one.
And you don't want to go without it. I mean, these are things that are critical.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Another thing is part of the DAISY project, actually. You did approve going ahead with some additional basically soil testing.
Well, yeah, and it's important for that project, but we saw with our UV sanitization that there were some incorrect soil samples or some incorrect assumptions about the soil conditions that impacted that project negatively, so we wanted to get ahead of anything like that.
So, and this does include, people will see this happening in the ditch, basically, along 30 on the south side. That's where a lot of the forest main will be running, so that's going to be something that'll be going on. We did have Andrea passing along some things about insurance, and we're not done, by the way, with insurance. very costly. You were lucky on your health insurance.
The health insurance for us, we were very lucky. We had some increases in liability, compensation, dental a little bit. Mm-hmm. But by and large, compared to other entities, we did okay.
And you've been pretty fortunate, and that's one of the things the city, some time ago, actually staff, your employees, very supportive on taking steps to try to keep those costs down.
Yeah, that's right. That'll help their paycheck, and that helps the citizens as well.
So we do know that part's done, but we have buildings that we still have to do, and
so we're looking
at some challenges there.
Yeah, we're looking at wind and hail deductibles to make sure where we need to be. We're getting a lot more wind and hail events, so we want to be prepared for any damage that could occur. And so we'll look at the percentage deductible on that and figure out the best way to approach it without impacting costs too much.
So, those will be coming up, next meeting,
thought.
She would have more detailed information there.
Yep. It's something you always just have to keep on top of.
And then we did have a little update because Xenia Rural Water, actually Rolling Meadows, which had been in previously, they had an issue. They have come to an agreement to turn their system over to Xenia.
That's right.
But that makes some adjustments that Xenia has with the city. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that council has been watching closely is what is the difference in the cost of water purchased by Xenia as to what residents have to pay.
Yeah, so this has been a long project for reevaluating the contracts that we have for Logansport, Xenia, Rolling Meadows. We had a separate contract. And so we're getting, everything together, a proposal. And it kind of was fortunate that Rolling Meadows chose to go with Xenia. So it's under one larger contract. We had to work out an additional agreement about an increase in water usage for Xenia because of this. There's some amount of capital improvements that they're going mm-hmm. to have to reimburse the city for. But I think that the main goal is to have an equitable cost for people outside of city limits versus people inside of city limits, so that we can make sure that our infrastructure is up to date and, mm-hmm. and everything like that.
And we do know Xenia has partnered with you on some of your projects early on the waterworks and things like that.
So we want to get
Some buy-in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just a mutually beneficial arrangement, and just equity is the biggest thing.
All right. What else do we have? There's a few.
We ran through quite a few things. Yeah,
you did the a proclamation.
I did a proclamation.
Week of the Child,
yes.
Because you got invited to participate in last.
Yeah, last week I went to Trinity Lutheran Preschool and I was able to meet one of their classes, read a book to them, answer any questions about my job, and then sign a Week of the Young Child proclamation, which I signed also. At the meeting, and I read as well, just ensuring that everybody knows the importance of investments in early childhood education and care.
So one of the other big ones, of course, right at the end is our search for city administrator.
Correct.
It is continuing.
We'll have several special meetings. There might be some closed sessions in some of them as well, but there's a meeting Thursday at 5:30 to choose the initial slate of semifinalists, so to speak, that will go forward for Zoom interviews on Monday at 4:15 p.m. But again, there will be a portion of that is open, but upon request, there are certain legal obligations. We can go into closed session for that.
I know you've been working with Hinson and stuff.
Yep.
Have you felt pretty good about the field of candidates?
Yes, I got a check on the field of candidates last week, and I emailed Brent Hinson about it to kind of test the waters, and he said he was very impressed by the number and quality of candidates that we have so far.
So good. Good.
Yeah.
So
it's a very hard position to find a good pool of candidates for. That's for
nowadays,
sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of they're going bigger
yep.
places all the time.
Yeah, and
like
so
that.
We want to present ourselves as an attractive place for somebody to be able to do a lot of good work.
So you seem pretty good on the time frame that you're looking at.
I don't think that there'll be any issues at all. We'll have a public meet and greet at Bottled Bliss on Friday, the 25th of April. For all the finalist candidates that come to town from 6 to 7:30. And then the next day we will have mixed panel interviews for a lot of different people for the finalists.
Sure.
And council will discuss the choosing of the applicant at that time.
And I know you include staff, you council. Council
yep.
is the one that will have the final
council
decision.
Council will have the final say.
You get a lot of input from different sectors that
absolutely.
Have
yep.
to work with.
People from outside of the city, leaders in different organizations. I've asked to be part of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I've got a good mix of people to give input on all of the candidates.
Yeah. I think one of the interesting ones is getting other city administrators that haven't applied but actually come in and sit down with them and talk to them and say,
yeah, they know how the job goes and they know what to look for.
And they're not afraid to ask it either. So.
Nope.
All right. Again, busy. A lot of things happening. Committee meetings. What do we got? Not too much coming up here, I think.
Not scheduled.
It's
no.
early in the month.
Yeah.
So there will be a few that will be coming up. But really, the next meeting on the 21st.
Regular council meeting on the 21st.
Yeah, and back to 6 o'clock.
At 6 p.m. Yep.
And for those interested in looking at the budget, the link should be available on the city's website.
Correct. And if not, email clerk@booneiowa.gov.
And I would say, because I know I'm running out of time, but I'm going to anyway.
Citywide cleanup?
We have all kinds of other things coming up here. Like this weekend, it's going to be really busy with a lot of things happening in
That's
Boone.
That's correct.
Citywide cleanup. We've kind of finalized the information that. Watch for your newsletter
yes.
in May.
Yep. There'll be some small changes. Load sides are restricted. Make sure that you read that and make sure that you do not have electronics out there. The electronics are going to go directly from you to the landfill because of the size change and stuff like that. It's very difficult to deal with.
Yeah, the different fees that they've
the
got
different
associated
fees, the
with
fee schedules. It's hard to do all at once.
Anyway, there will be more coming out. Again,
yep.
city newsletter in May.
And I'll post a thing on my Facebook that kind of gives the need to know on it as well.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.